Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the life of Arnold Palmer with our good friends Jay Minks, Paul Sarvadi, and John Mahaffey. Jay Minks and Paul had business relationships with him and personal relationships. John was, as you know, is a professional golfer, so he played a lot of golf with Arnold, including the last professional round, competitive round, I should say. Arnold played. John was with him, and we tell his stories. Paul, you got one?
Yeah, I'd say you talk about that last round. You know, it was at our tournament, and the day before that, we had played in a pro-am, and on the last hole, Arnold, you know, had a sense that he was ready to be done with actual competitive play, and he mentioned to me, would it be okay if I decided not to play in the event? You know, I really don't want to disappoint people, but I just don't feel my game's up to it. Of course, I said, Arnold, you know, look, we just love having you here, and
right.
I want you to do whatever you want to do, you know? And then as soon as I let him off the hook, he said, but look, I've hit a few good shots, so I still may want to play for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a great story. Jay?
Oh, you know, so many. When I think about, you know, when I talked a moment ago, we chatting offline here, that I've got a great story that I can't tell. but Arnold had a great sense of humor, I got to tell you. I mean, he really enjoyed needling people. You know, he got a kick out of that. But I'll tell you one story I heard about. Well, no, I won't, because that's secondary. But it's just he just had a great sense of humor, and you knew when you were with him, you could really enjoy his company. He wouldn't get offended. You could needle back and forth. It was really, really special for me.
Well, you know, when I interviewed him after he made that announcement at your tournament about he was going to not play competitive anymore, within a couple of months I was interviewing him at Bay Hill, and I asked him about that on the air, and I could tell that he was crawfishing even then. No, he kind of jumped, he kind of squirmed in his seat and made a face. I said, Mr. Palmer, whether you ever hit another 4-iron in your life on television or not, you had us at hello.
You should have
seen the grin on his face. He had the biggest grin on his face. John, your thoughts?
My thoughts, that last round, very special for me. We got to play with Lee Trevino as well. Just to show you how much he meant to us and the fact that he really was the king, as we're walking across the bridge to the final green, it was a par 5, and Lee looked at me and says, I'm going to get the golf ball. And I said, I'm going to get the glove. And we did. That's how much we really care about Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
And pretty special man.
One of the things that I have always said is that the truly great people stand for something that's greater than themselves. Here's a quote from him that he told me in one of those interviews I had with him. He said, the reason I started traveling internationally was to promote golf as an agent to help nations to be more friendly. As Arnold Palmer, wasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it really was. You know, I said to someone yesterday, I said, you know, it's just so many special moments that I'll never forget with Arnold, and it was basically any time I was with him was a special moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Jay?
Well, you know, when he called, we were thinking about doing a Champions Tour event, and the final blow was when Arnold calls Paul out of the blue. This thing goes, Arnold Palmer's on the phone. And you know what? You know what happens when someone tells you that? You answer the phone.
Right.
And that was a final nail in the coffin for us to commit to the PGA to do our event. But he'd do anything for anybody. I mean, we asked him to do certain things, and he's like, sure, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. You know, made himself available. And that was the true part of Arnold that you just had to admire.
That's what was so amazing.
He just availed himself. Yeah.
That was what's so amazing, wasn't it, guys? Because this is a man who's pulled. Have you ever met anybody who was pulled in as many different directions as he was? For him to drop into your world for a few minutes or whatever. That's amazing, wasn't it? He could do that. John,
no question about it.
Yeah, it was incredible, and he made you just feel great. Just being around him made you feel special, and. That look that he gave you, and he looked you right in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a man!
Well, he was devoted to integrity, to good manners. You better not walk in his building with your cap on, right? Right, Jay? Right, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. He'd look at you like you better behave yourself.
Yeah. Well, I like the part about the fact what you alluded to a while ago, John, is he would treat you like a son, but then he would jack you up like a dad too, wouldn't he?
You bet he would. If you were right. A little bit out of line, he said, "I think you better kind of tone it down, young man."
Yep. It's true.
We're gonna miss him, guys, but we've got these memories, right? We're not gonna. He won't ever go away because we've got our memories, right?
That's right.
For sure.
Paul Sarvati, Jay Meeks, John Mahaffey. Thanks, guys, for being here. We appreciate it very much.
A pleasure. You bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king is dead. Long live the king's legacy. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, just like Arnold, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.